never told this to anyone before, but Elvis and Roy and I, and I believe it was a guy named Fred Foster who was, he had a record company called Monument Records, but we were all in the control room together, and Elvis told Roy, he said, hey, they were so great, we really liked each other. He said, hey, Roy, by the way, you're the guy, I took your style, that's how I ended up doing this. And they just really were so infatuated with each other, they liked each other so much. But I've heard a lot of things all through the years about how he got started and how Elvis got started and everything, but for him to say that Roy Hamilton, he had taken the side of his style, that would be quite an honor for him, for Roy to hear that, you know. But Roy stayed for the session, and Elvis gave him a song. And we recorded, all of us, recorded Roy Hamilton in the daytime and Elvis at night, and how they both managed to make both those sessions with each other, I never could believe. But it was just a tidbit that this only time that I've ever heard anywhere that Elvis ever liked anybody well enough to copy their style. But when you listen to the old Roy Hamilton records, you can hear about that. And it was pretty fascinating with both of them in the studio at the same time. Huh? What happened when they say goodbye to each other? Do you remember that? You just told them. Oh yeah, they hugged each other and both of them were crying. They liked each other that much. Okay.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the owner and the producer of the American Sound Studio, Kip Mullin.